Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh boy, it's ask her time, Michelle.
Let's my favorite. Play.
Oh my gosh.
Ask her. We have Let's play ask her.
Let's play ask her. Well, the first question's right up our little alley. And I think it's the coolest question because it's simple, but I have never seen so many myths around it. And it is it better to wash your face with hot or cold water? Well, there are a lot of myths here, a lot of myths. So first of all, I'm going to do the first one, and that is, a lot of people think that if you bask your face in super cold water, that you close up those pores and tighten up the skin. And then if you take super hot water and put it on your face, that you're going to open up your pores. Well, I want to break anyone's heart, but physiologically, pores don't open and close. There's no door there. You don't do it that way. Instead of doing extreme temperatures, you want to use what, Michelle?
Cool water. Cool water. Like yes. Tepid water. Not hot, not cold, but just lukewarm. Because you can actually break some of the capillaries in the skin by using, you know, by using hot water. Even, you have to be careful even in the shower, because some of us tend to take very hot showers.
Yep. And that's the first thing. So no extremes here. Here's another one that I just love. The myth is you wash your face twice a day. A lot of women just, I mean, they do it, but they didn't know. So Michelle, what do you think of that one?
You don't need to wash your face twice a day. Not unless, as you know, Pam, if you're exercising like you do.
Yay.
And of course you need to get, well, you're going to have, you know, sunscreen on, you're going to have perspiration, so you're going to need to wash that all off. But short of that, you never want to wash your face twice a day. There's no need to. And you're actually getting rid of the oil, the natural oils.
And the good bacteria.
Well, yeah, the good bacteria and the oils in your skin. So why would you do that? And then you're just re-moisturizing, and there's just no need. I wash my face at night, and that's it. The next morning I wake up, and I do not need to touch it again.
And another thing, too, is that if you're wearing makeup, which so many of us do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when you wash your face at nighttime, like Michelle was talking about, it's a two-step procedure. Don't take your makeup off with your cleanser, because most of the time the cleanser is not thorough enough. You need to have a makeup remover. Then once you do that, what do you use for your makeup remover, Michelle?
Well, I have my own products that I use from my dermatologist. So that's where SkinSafe, because we started this company called SkinSafeProducts.com, right, where you can learn about all the ingredients. Because for me, I was having problems with my skin and developing rosacea, again, washing my face in hot, hot water, and then using toners and all the things that I didn't need. So you have to be really careful in each person's skin. It's individualized. That's why we created SkinSafe, because of that. You can personalize your own beauty cabinet with things that work for you. So everybody's going to be different. A lot of women use those wipes as well. What I find with the wipes before that you're using to take off your makeup and then cleansing it, they are not, there's a lot of fragrance in them, and a lot of women are allergic to fragrance.
So basically, find wipes that work well for you, and find more natural products. You know, I've used Kiehl's makeup remover, which is very gentle. A lot of cucumber stuff and all the rest of it. But just read the ingredients. What Michelle said was important. No fragrance, ladies, because it's highly irritating to the skin. And you don't want that, let alone parabens and other issues. So please make sure, no matter what you do, that you try to keep it as clean as possible. All right. Now, the other thing, too, that you want to keep in mind is the toners out there have alcohol in them. Alcohol is a problem because it dries out your skin. Don't go there. That's not a good place either. All right? So you heard it from us. In terms of washing your skin, it's cool water, lukewarm. You only need to wash your face once a day. Hold on to that healthy bacteria on your skin and all the rest of it. Such an important thing to stay on top of. Okay? All right. What are the best ways to detox your body? You've heard about detoxing your body, right, Michelle? Detoxing your body. Okay, well, guess what? We're going to make this one real simple and real clear. Michelle, you've heard me say this a million times. Do not diss your own body. Your body knows how to detox itself quite nicely. That's why we have all those nice detoxing organ systems like the liver and the GI system as well. I am absolutely not a fan of all kinds of crazy, you know, dietary intakes, colonics, use of laxatives, fancy vitamins, none of that stuff. Please, well, the best thing you could do is get rid of the refined, processed, and oftentimes pesticide ridden foods and products that we bring into our house. Get rid of those things. Instead, go for a natural, whole food based, oftentimes plant based, doesn't have to be, but plant based is very good too. Dietary intake, get tons of hydration from watery, wonderful things, could be from fruits, vegetables, as well as water itself. Get lots of wonderful physical activity to help clean yourself out, sweat it off. And that is the way to be able to detox in addition to healthy sleep. I just don't think that spending $1 million on crazy programs or regimens that have never been proven to do anything more than take your money are going to really be, you know, effective for you.
So you mean I can't go to the ashram? I can't go to the ashram and I can't have my lemon and cayenne pepper anymore.
You know, listen, Beyonce did that before. You know, the Emmy, she dropped 20 pounds in like 2 weeks, gained every pound back and then some. So please don't turn your body into a science fair project. Don't do that. All right. And then the third question is, what are the most important vitamins for women in their 20s? Now, on Empower Her, for instance, Michelle, you've got tons of young women, you know, who are in their 20s and 30s and on. And they're always asking, you know, should I take vitamins? Should I not? Listen, at the end of the day, you know, the grand majority of what you should be doing is eating healthfully.
Exactly.
Right. I know it's not happening that much, but please, whole foods, physical activity, that's what you want. There's no one vitamin that you pop. Now, if you lead a crazy lifestyle, just get a simple multiple vitamin, a simple one that you can get at your drugstore or Whole Foods or one of those places. I'm cautioning every woman out there, I don't care how old you are, to get your vitamin D as in dog level, because most women are deficient. Absolutely.
Most people in America are vitamin D deficient, very vitamin D deficient, and it has a lot of side effects if you do. So you have to be very careful with that. What about folic acid, Pam? How do you feel about that?
Folic acid is terribly important, especially if you're of the age of women who are going to be getting pregnant. So it's muchos important. But folic acid's in your multiple vitamin. And so it's so easy to get, and as well as your B vitamins. So get your vitamin D level checked, because it affects depression, mood, as well as your immune system. All right, so there are your three questions. Yes, use cool water to wash your face, and just wash your face once a day most of the time. And yes, just eat whole foods and don't be doing weird detoxes here. And then finally, for vitamins, just again, the whole foods, come on, and exercise for all of this is the best way to get your vitamins, but get your vitamin D level checked. Oh, thank you for your wonderful questions for Ask Her. Keep them coming to us. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
Hey, Pam, can I still take my vitamin G and B injection?
Oh, I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Stay well.